Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Anna and the Angels Radio Show. I'm your host Anna Taylor, and as always it's my pleasure to be here with you this evening. It's 9 p.m. in the UK, and actually it's 2 p.m. In California, and I believe 5 p.m. in New York, if you're listening there, because we actually haven't gone into daylight savings yet, and so we're actually 1 hour closer to each other, which I quite like. I have lots of friends in the U.S., so I feel like I'm just a little closer to them this time of year. And it's wonderful today because I'm going to be talking to one of my dear friends who's actually been on the show before, but a long time ago. Her name is Karen Anderson, and she's a spiritual intuitive, and we actually met through our work with the angels. So we'll be talking to her in a moment. I do want to say that after we've chatted for a while, we are going to be opening the phone lines for the last 10 minutes or so. So if you would like to have an angel message from Karen, who is amazing at talking to the angels, then please call us. The number to call is 323-657-1501. And just know that whoever gets through, they're meant to get through. And also, you can always contact Karen or myself more personally if you would like a private reading. It's just a little snippet, a little opportunity for us to be able to share with you on air, and I thought that would be a great thing to do today. So without further ado, I'm going to be introducing my dear friend Karen Anderson. She's an internationally known intuitive, healer, teacher, medium, and radio host who's channeled angelic messages, have assisted many around the world. She is a third-generation intuitive who, as a small child, could easily hear the divine guidance of God and the angels, but did not let this guidance fully encompass her life until the fall of 1997, when a life-altering encounter with heavenly angels reopened her gift of clairaudience, which is clear hearing. And I'm going to be asking Karen about that today because it's an amazing story. She works closely with the angelic kingdom today, bringing channeled messages to so many, as I said. And she also assists attendees in workshops, and she's just an amazing being. She is one of the very few people I trust with readings for myself because of what I do. So it's my great pleasure to introduce you to Karen. Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, Anna, thank you, honey. That's such a sweet introduction, and I feel the same about you. You're incredible. Just, you know,
God bless you.
Such an angel in your own, just your beautiful aura, and you're an angel yourself, definitely.
Well, you and I met, I think, back in 2004. I was just thinking about it.
Yes.
And I always remember in the back of the car in Laguna having a chat, and we were talking about all kinds of things. I was like, I just want to go back to California right now, and I'm going to be doing that in a couple of months. So I'm really excited about that. But, you know, we've spoken, you know, several times, and I've known you over the years, but we haven't always talked in depth about your past experiences, and I know that you have some incredible stories to tell. And it was one of the reasons why I wanted to speak to you about the topic of life lessons and the things that we go through that at the time feel incredibly challenging, but actually when we look back can really seem like huge turning points and awakenings in our lives. And you had so many of those different things that you and I share, you know, on a regular basis now and also in the past. So can you first of all just share a little bit with people, if they don't know you, how this happened? What was your life-changing experience back in 97?
Oh, my gosh, that takes me way back, but it feels like it was yesterday. And it was basically, we all have the ability, I feel it's inherited in all of us, to connect, to open up to the heavenly realms, to open up to our guides, our angels, our loved ones that are on the other side, and even our deceased pets. When I was very, very small, I could hear people's thoughts before they actually spoke. I knew what they were going to say. I knew when I was going to be in trouble. I knew when I was going to be called on in school. I just knew. And as I got older, I would start sharing this with my friends because it was very organic and natural to me. So it started to bring a little bit of fear up, Anna. They would say, don't say that. How did you know that? Oh, my gosh, don't listen to her because she, you know, foretells the future. I wasn't doing that at all. I was living right in the present moment, and I was sharing what I was feeling. Everything's feeling first, and then a thought comes. And so people were feeling certain things, and I would read those vibrations or thoughts. I had no idea literally what I was doing, but come to find out now, clairaudience is that clear connection of hearing. Hearing words, hearing dialogue. Sometimes it comes across my third eye like, you know, a screen of letters that come together.
Yes.
So it's very different for everyone. But in 1997, I'd closed it down as a small child because it brought a lot of fear. In 1997, it opened back up. I had met my birth family. I was adopted at birth, and I met my birth family, and I found out that I'm a third-generation intuitive from grandmother on down. And with that, I kind of made sense of what was going on when I was small. All of my siblings are very gifted, extremely, in their own rights. And I started to find out, you know, what these things meant and what psychic was and what intuitive meant and what connection meant. And the more I studied, the more it opened and more it opened. Well, in 1997, it opened more than I could handle, but it was... And what I mean by that, it just, everything blew back open to what I was when I was a child. And I saw the angels in the sky, and they said to me, I was vibrating, literally vibrating. And they said to me that I'm never alone, never. And that each and every moment I walk with so many beautiful beings. And if I knew who I walked with, I'd never fear a moment, if I'd remember. And that feeling... That there being in the sky that day was a beautiful autumn day in the whole sky, and it was filled, beautiful, beautiful sky filled with layers and layers and layers and layers of angels. I didn't recognize them as angels because when I was little, I didn't see them with wings. I just saw them as beings. But the feeling was the same. I knew the feeling. I was very much at ease. And they said, you are to be reminded that you're not alone and you need to ask us to come in. You have life experiences that can be a little overwhelming. This is one, and we're here to help you. We're here to help you to feel safe, grounded, rooted. And you're going to help others to remind them that they are also loved, treasured, adored, and that they have guidance with them. And as soon as they came, they were gone. It was like a, you know,
wow.
An instant. And then I thought, oh, my stars. What am I going to do with this information? What do I do?
I would imagine.
Absolutely. Well, they gave me no instructions. They just said, this is what will happen and go for it. And it took me about a year and a half after going to many, many different religious beliefs, to intuitives, to psychics, to mediums. I couldn't figure it out. They didn't all have, they had little pieces of truth for me, but not complete. And it wasn't for them to give to me. It was me to figure out my own personal experience with the angels. And we all have our own personal experience.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
As you'd mentioned, we met in 2004, and I studied under, as you did, beautiful Doreen Virtue, and I learned how to open that connection up and profoundly. So that's what I've been doing ever since. And it's a joy. It's not a job. It's a joy.
Beautiful. I know that because it's part of you and as it's part of me. And I believe that that's the thing, is to remember that, first of all, you know, this isn't just a job for us, that the angels are part of us and part of everyone. And it's not something that we, you know, necessarily can just kind of just say, oh, this is my work today, and I'm just not going to do it after that. You know, it's part of who we are. Just, you can ask them to tone it down, of course, but, you know, it's the angels to me are a part of my daily experience. And so to remember that, but also to remember that even if we don't have those experiences of seeing the angels in the sky, that they are with every single one of us, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, without doubt. Absolutely, and everyone who could be listening live or who will listen in later, they will have a time, if they really allow themselves to remember, where they have to scratch their head saying, how did I get through that? Or, my gosh, you know, something very profound happened. Everyone I know that walks on this planet and has been here has had an angelic encounter. You may not know it at the time, but if you look back, for sure. Mine was pretty profound, but I was opening up, and I kept saying, I want to see you. I want to be what it was like when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And so it opened
Absolutely.
Up that way for me.
Yeah, and you know, I always say that every single one of us has different gifts, and some of us are just perhaps more tuned into that at the time, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that nobody else can do that. And, you know, it's just that we have chosen to perhaps do it a little bit more consciously than some people. And that is part of the message. But, you know, you and I talk a lot about how, you know, it's great to have the connection with the angels, but then lots of people will say, oh, but, you know, does that mean that they can just take away any kind of suffering or any kind of pain? And does that mean that we're just going to lead these kind of floaty, peaceful lives the whole time? And the angels are going to help us to have peace, but that doesn't make us exempt from anything, does it? And I spoke
no,
about this
it
actually
doesn't.
On my show last, you know, 2 weeks ago with Tina, actually, and we were saying that sometimes it can actually be a little bit more intense, can't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can. It certainly can. And there are times where I want to just, you know, fold and say,
yeah.
I don't want to handle this. I don't want, people say to me when I teach classes or run on teleconference groups, they'll say, you have problems? Oh, my gosh. You can hear the angels. You get to hear all the answers. No, 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 no. It's more of I've set certain goals in my own soul's trail or path that I will learn and expand, grow my soul. And the angels cannot intervene unless I say, I want out of this experience or I want it to be toned down. Then they jump in and start smoothing the corners out. But there are certain experiences that we have as a soul, our highest part of us, put into play that we will learn and also will teach from. Everything that we're learning, we can also share with another. So it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
These experiences are a wonderful opportunity. Not at the moment. It's like, oh, my God. You know, I've been there. Let's pulling my hair out and shaking my fist at the heavens. And, like, people, my kids would say to me, God, I wish they could see the angel lady now. Because I'm fully in my human self right then and there, and it's okay.
Yes.
It's right.
Yes,
but
it is.
You know,
and, you know, that is the key thing is to remember, and this is part of, I believe, the thing that, you know, is partly very challenging to accept, but also in a way some of the way that I've been able to accept my life and to really go with the flow is to remember that our soul does know what it is doing. Our soul does know that, you know, we chose a certain body for our purpose. You know, that we speak a lot about that because, you know, my body is a big, big learning curve for me. And I know that so many of us kind of like, what is this body thing? I'm not quite sure about it. But I'm just going to try and deal with it. And, you know, that is a big part of our lessons, as is our family and our parents, our siblings. The fact that you were adopted is also a soul choice, you know. So even if these are things that are really challenging, we have to come back to, you know, okay, so what am I learning from this? I don't know everything, but there is a lesson. There is a part of my own growth that is a big time in play right now. And what can I do to really just be okay with that? Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, first of all, we are not victims. There are no victims on planet. There are choices we've made. Some we don't remember. Like you talked about contracts. I have a son that's a special needs child. And I asked him one day, why would you choose this? He said, because I'm teaching. God and I are working together. And when he said that, every cell of my body vibrated, just like the day I saw the angel.
Yeah.
I knew that was truth, that he has touched so many lives from having this experience, if you will, because it's not, he isn't this, he's experiencing this, that he's opened many hearts. And it's incredible the work that he does in the medical community and, you know, just amongst people. He opens hearts,
absolutely.
He really does. So
yeah,
I feel
absolutely.
Like, again, there are no victims. It's an opportunity to say, we may not remember the path that we put in motion, but here's the great thing. Any contract that we ever, ever have, whether it's with our creator or here on planet, is negotiable. It's all, you can go in and fix and change and put in certain clauses and pull things out. It's when you're in that conscious awareness of, I'm not liking this too much, and I'd like something different, depends on the situation. Like with my child, you know, it's pretty set in gold on some things, but there are other
yeah.
things that has shifted for him incredibly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
we are
on a grand journey that at any time, truly it's ask and it will be given. We have to be open to it.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, I believe in my own journey, and I've said this many times, that for me, I believe that part of my lesson, or a big part of my lesson in this lifetime, and also what I'm here to show others, is that, yes, I believe miracles can happen. Yes, I believe absolutely that it's absolutely possible for me to walk without crutches, to never use a wheelchair, to have, quote-unquote, the mobility that everyone else does. And yet also for me to know that before, or at least part of it, is to really just be okay as I am, because that is part of the miracle, to really embrace, okay, this is my body. You know, there are all kinds of mysterious things about that. But if I can really embrace who I am and help other people to do that, then that's when they go, okay, so here we go. Here's a shift. Here's a change. And that's not the case for everyone. And it's certainly not to say that, you know, if you are not healed, then you've done something wrong. I mean, I've had people say that to me in the New Age community, spiritual community. I've had people say to me that I'm not in my power unless I'm healed.
Absolutely. I've heard that too.
Yes.
It is crazy. It is.
It's crazy. It's like, hello.
And
thank you.
We don't mean people are absolutely, you know, nuts, but the idea is so away from the truth of what's going on. Because, you know, miracles, be it small or large, they are for everyone. And I've seen little miracles and big miracles with my son. And I'm sure, Anna, you've had times with yourself and others. They are going on all day long, miracles. In my work, I've been working for 17 years professionally. Oh, I'm writing a book right now about a lot of stories. My stories of how beautiful spirit showing up in the right time at the right moment of surrender. Not saying that if things haven't changed in your life, you haven't surrendered. No, there's a beautiful orchestrated plan that it really is affecting other people, what we're doing. The weaving of strands of light and all the people that we meet is incredible. And how heaven keeps
absolutely.
It straight, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
I know. And the thing is that sometimes we have to really surrender what we see to be as the miracle or the healing or the experience that is for our highest good, because we don't know that often as human beings. And so that is part, actually, as I said to Tina a couple of weeks ago on the show, that is part of our faith. That is part of saying, I don't understand all of it, but I'm going to trust that this is absolutely right for me, and that I'm in the right place and the right time and the right body. And, you know, and there is that, then that human part of us that also has to be really acknowledged and expressed. And definitely I am passionate about, you know, being able to say that is all divine too. All of the emotions that we experience, sometimes the sadness, the frustration, it's all part of us saying, you know what, I get to be in a human body. And for most of us who do have challenges like this, it's actually a really important part of it, because, yes, we may, you know, have a real deep spiritual understanding, but we have to be here. We have to be here on the earth and accept all of it. And actually, as I looked on the clock, we've got 11 minutes of the show left, so that's a good
That's a good sign, isn't it?
Perfect sign.
What you're saying, Anna, is that I feel true power is acceptance of what is, because you are not your physical vessel. That's just the beautiful, wonderful car, if you will, that's driving your spirit around while you're here.
Yeah.
Make, bottle, color, design, you know. The whole idea is that we are not these things. We're experiencing these things. And when you feel that within, you don't feel the victimhood to it, or the without of it, or the lack of it. You feel the divinity of it. There's reasons your soul chose certain doors. My soul chose the door of being adopted, and it's a very hard, you know, you go through abandonment, you wonder why me, but the whole idea is that
there's a higher design that we may not remember, or we don't remember in the human moments, but it's all geared by love, always. So if
Absolutely.
Someone says to you, you're not empowered if you're not healed, I'd say, I feel power because I'm accepting the way things are. My soul's in charge. You know, I'd love to have my son fully, whatever, but maybe it's more powerful for him to be this way or to experience these things to touch people's lives. He's awakened a lot of people. And isn't that what we're here
exactly.
for? To wake up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? Part of it is just saying, hey, I'm going to do the best that I can. And both
Absolutely.
Of us are doing that. And talking of that, would you like to take some calls for the last few minutes of the show?
I would love to. Do we have some time? I would love
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we have about eight minutes or so. So let's take one or two calls. We're not,
right.
we're going to kind of do, you know, some short calls here. But let's see who's on the line.
Sure.
Let's try and see if there's someone on the line here. Okay, so we are going to take area code 719. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome. What's your name and how can we help you?
My name is Julia, and I've been listening to Karen for a long time, and I've caught your show a few times, so thank you. I always get I'm happy to get to talk to you guys, so thanks.
Oh, my God. Yay. Hi, Jules.
Hey, you. A long time no talk.
God. Anna, this is an angel on the phone. There's three angels here.
Oh,
the beautiful angelic being, for sure. Hi, honey.
Oh, thank
you. My goodness. Do you have a question?
Well,
for us?
you can talk to each other and ask Karen anything that you would like to
or
ask
Anna
her.
Anna too. Anna's an amazing
intuitive.
Oh,
thank you. Well, basically, as Karen knows from the past, I was in the process of divorce. I finally did file for divorce, and I've been to mediation, and I have since moved from Colorado to Florida to stay with my mom. And basically, I'm calling to see how the divorce is going to finalize, how, you know, the outcome for me, because it's still in the process.
Do you want to start, Anna, or how would you like to do this?
You go ahead if you have some
okay.
guidance, Karen.
Okay. Jules, hi, sweetheart. It's so good to connect soul to soul with you. The first thing I'm feeling is don't let your beautiful, you know, husband, because it is in the beginning much love, to steal your thunder, to try to overpower. I feel like that can be, I'm going to keep something from you so that you, nothing, do you understand what I mean? But I'm going to hold back that would,
yeah.
and it's a power play, kind of manipulative to get you
yeah.
to, okay? What they're saying is that you just see him where he's at. He's afraid. He's really afraid of this change. He's afraid of being alone. He's afraid that he is all alone, and he wants you to feel those feelings. In other words, here, take my pain. But he's doing it in a way of manipulation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm feeling Florida is very grounding for you. Root in. Go to the beach often. Go to the shore. The angels are going to leave you beautiful stones or shells like hearts. They want you to know you're loved. You're loved, you're loved, you're loved. I feel like there's a lot of chatter from yourself and your ex-husband about delaying this, elongating this. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it was delayed several times.
Yeah, yes. Don't worry. There's going to be, I feel like he's going to finally let go because he can't manipulate you anymore or guilt you into giving him what he wants. So because you're growing, you're finding your voice. Remember, always deliver your messages with feathers and not thorns, and you will always be in the most profound, powerful boots to stand in. I feel like he really wants to shake, like a tree, shaking the tree, and see how I can unearth you or unground you. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
I just,
beautiful.
You know what I would do?
Beautiful.
I would send him just telepathically, you're safe. This change is good for both of us. There's only love here. I would do that, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I really, yeah, I was going to say I have nothing to add because I just kept seeing you by the water as well and just letting you know that it was going to happen sooner than you think. But, you know, I'm just going to send you many, many blessings. And I, you know, I know that this will work out for you, Julia. And I'm so happy that you got to connect with us just for a short time.
Yeah, me too.
I love you, sweetheart.
I'm planning to her show sometime soon, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm planning on it. We'll have Anna back on mine. We'll do that. We'll have her on mine.
Bless you. All right.
Thank you so much. Take care.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Oh, wonderful. Okay, so we just have a couple of minutes for another call, so let's just take another quick call here. All right, so we're going to go with area code 856. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. How can we help you today?
I want to buy a home this year, and I have my eye on a couple different homes.
Okay.
One's white and the other is kind of like a sage green. And I just wondered if you see me getting either one of these homes.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I can barely hear you. Did you say your name is Laura?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, first of all, I want you to know you are to move. You have a lot of angels that are coming in to help you move forward, not just moving to a new place, but moving in your life forward. And there may have been some indecision, should I not, should I do, but I feel go green. In other words, go to the home that feels the most heart. Heart is the green chakra, the heart chakra, so I feel the green home is going to have more of a... it could be another home that comes in, too. You know, don't settle on just A or B. There could be all the way to Z. But the idea is that you are going to move, sweetheart. The angels are already packing you up. I see moving boxes, a van moving you from here to there. And it's going to be all heart. Your heart's going to feel so fulfilled. So you're going to feel like this is my home. This is home. This is more than just four walls and a roof. It's home. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And I feel that way about the green home.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I'm a little worried about the price on the green home. So I'm going to put my faith and trust that the angels will help me get that home.
They will. There's some research that you can do about comps in the area. Something about look outward, like in the circumference, about comparable homes. I don't think it's going to be what the price that you see. I feel it's going to be less. It's going to be doable for you. And you know what, sweetheart? The heavens want to bring you anything you want. So say, show me how I can get into this home if it's for my greater good. And I feel it is. I really do.
I do. I do, too. And they're showing me the number 10 for some reason, so I don't know whether that has anything to do with the house or, you know, 10 weeks or something. But I just really feel like as long as you have some patience, this will all work out for you with the greenhouse, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank
go
you
green,
so much,
sweetheart. Go green.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Laura.
Bless
good
you.
Luck, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, can you believe this, Karen? I'm really sorry we have to cut this short, but there's only like 1.5 minutes left of the show, and I wanted to have some time for you to be able to share where people can find you and just to share anything else that you wanted to say.
My website is www.askkarenanderson.com, and please stop on over and I'm getting a new website, so the one that you'll see here is very bare bones because a new one's being built. But just to remember that you are loved beyond more than you could ever imagine and ask. Continue asking, believe, and you'll receive. Honestly, you will, every time.
Absolutely. Actually, I have Karen's email instead of her website, so I'll add the website to the Blog Talk page if everyone wants to contact her. There's also the link to her Facebook page on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AnnaTaylorMusicAngel. And I believe her page is Spiritual Intuitive and Medium Karen D. Anderson, which is all there on my page too. So thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. You are
an absolute
pleasure, and I just can every time I speak to you, I just like the angels just crowd in. So I am so grateful for you, and we have
so much fun,
and I can just feel. Oh, bless your heart, and
I love you
really,
so much.
I love you too, and I feel so blessed. And I want to say that you are one of those people who one, always see me in my challenges and really see above those challenges, but also help me to remember that whatever we're going through, there's amazing blessings in my life, and the people are definitely one of those, and you're one of those. So thank you so much, Karen. I'm going to send everyone lots of love. I will be back in 2 weeks' time with another beautiful guest. I am sending you so much love from my heart. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Bye-bye for now.